For more than 70 years I have hunted in this grove and fished in this stream, and for many years I have worshipped on this ground. Through these groves and over these prairies in pursuit of game our fathers roamed, and by them this land was left unto us as a heritage forever. No one is more attached to his home than myself. None among you is so grieved to leave it. But the time is at hand when the red men of the forest will have to leave the land of their nativity and find a home toward the setting sun. The white men of the east, whose numbers are like the sands of the sea, will overrun and take possession of this country. They will build wigwams and villages all over the land, and their domain will extend from sea to sea. In my boyhood days, I have chased the buffalo across the prairies and hunted elk in the groves. But where are they now? Long since they have left us. The near approach of the white man has frightened them away. The deer and the turkey will go next, and with them the sons of the forest. Resistance to the aggression of the whites is useless. War is wicked and must result in our ruin. Therefore, let us submit to our fate. Return not evil for evil, for this would offend the Great Spirit and bring ruin upon us. The time is near when our race will become extinct, and nothing left to show the world that we ever did exist. But this I know. The monitor within my breast has taught me the will of the Great Spirit, and now tells me good Indians will be rewarded and bad ones punished. My friends, do not listen to the words of Black Hawk, for he is trying to lead you astray. Do not imbue your hands in human blood, for such is the work of the evil one.